KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy, 19 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Our weather forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 56. A fire weather watch goes into effect at 1 o'clock and through late this evening for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Winds out of the south-southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, gusting up to 35, combined with relatively low humidity of 20 to 25%, will cause fire to spread rapidly. Outdoor burning is not recommended today in western and southwest Iowa. Well, firefighters from Griswold responded to a fire at the home of one of their own members Sunday afternoon. A neighbor reported seeing smoke coming from the Josh and Megan Chambers residence at 308 5th Street at around 1:40 p.m. Griswold Assistant Fire Chief Kevin Carlisle told KJAN News the fire started in a bathroom exhaust fan and spread to the roof. No one was home at the time, but two hamsters and a cat were rescued. A section of the roof sustained extensive damage, while the rest of the home sustained some smoke and water damage. The couple was staying with family in the area following the blaze. Firefighters were on the scene for about 3.5 hours. There were no injuries reported. Griswold Rescue, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Cass County Emergency Management, and the American Red Cross officials also responded to the scene. News time is 7:08.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of health care, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Two people were hurt during separate accidents over the weekend. The Iowa State Patrol reports 42-year-old Scott Hipp of Rutherfordton, North Carolina, was injured when the semi he was a passenger in swerved to avoid a vehicle parked in the right lane of Interstate 29 northbound Sunday morning in Fremont County. The crash occurred around 2:50 a.m. Officials say an intoxicated driver of the parked vehicle left that vehicle unattended with no lights on the traveled portion of the roadway at the 22.35-mile marker. The driver of that vehicle was not identified. The semi, driven by 41-year-old Rodney Bristol of Shelby, North Carolina, hit the parked vehicle and then overturned. Hip, who was in the sleeper portion of the cab, was transported by Tabor Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. The other accident happened Saturday morning. The patrol says 45-year-old William Konikamp of Defiance was transported to the Crawford County Hospital by Crawford County Ambulance after the 2008 Ford F-150 pickup he was driving went out of control on southbound Highway 59 south of Denison just before 11:30 a.m. Saturday. The pickup entered the east ditch and then rolled over. Konikamp, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from his vehicle, which came to rest on the northbound lane of Highway 59. The patrol says alcohol likely played a role in that crash. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest early the Sunday morning of a Red Oak man. According to Red Oak Police, 57-year-old William Wayne Elliott was arrested near North 2nd and Cherry Streets at around 2:35 a.m. Elliott was charged with driving while barred. He also received a warning for having an insufficient number of headlights on his vehicle. Elliott was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. Authorities in Council Bluffs over the weekend released the name of a police officer who fired his weapon at a fleeing suspect. The Omaha World-Herald says Officer Aaron Gutierrez was chasing 46-year-old suspect Duty J. Rose and fired one round from his service weapon but missed Rose, who was believed to be carrying a knife and under the influence of a controlled substance. Rose was transported to Mercy Hospital after his arrest when he went into a seizure and lost consciousness. He's been charged with possession of stolen property. The incident leading up to Rose's arrest began at around 5:30 p.m. Friday after authorities received a report of a reckless driver. Officer Gutierrez saw the suspect's vehicle, a 2002 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup, and initiated a traffic stop. But the vehicle, which was reported stolen out of Omaha February 3rd, sped off. Rose finally stopped the truck in the 100 block of North 17th Street, but he then took off on foot. After the man was found behind a garage in the 1600 block of Avenue A, the officer fired at him but missed. The pickup was taken into evidence. The incident and officer's actions remain under investigation by officials of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. News time is 7:12.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
In our funeral announcements, Ted Pellett, age 90, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Ted Pellett will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Esther Marie Kesselring, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Esther Kesselring will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Merrill Dutch Lett, age 91, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Macedonia, has died. Memorial services for Merrill Lett will be held today at 10:30 at the Macedonia United Methodist Church. Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson is in charge of the arrangements. Patrick Allen Shaben, age 43, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Patrick Shaben will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Myrtle McClatchy, age 93, of Yale, died Friday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Myrtle McClatchy will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Jerry Dean Scott, age 75, of Panora, died Friday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. A Celebration of Life luncheon in honor of Jerry Scott will be held on March 23rd at 3:30 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Kenneth D. Peterson, age 76, of Audubon, died Friday at his home. Following cremation, there are no services planned for Kenneth Peterson at this time. Kessler Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. And Charles Parmalee, age 91, of Brayton, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Charles Parmalee are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.